This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
How wonderful and how good is it to be in the presence of Almighty God? Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. The blood washes away our sin. And when that happens, we can stand before Almighty God as white as the driven snow. And that's through grace. His unmerited favor on our lives. We don't deserve it. It just happens. But when the Lord, when he was on the cross at Calvary, and the blood was coming from his body, he was sinless. And there was such purity in that blood. And Jesus allows us access to his blood to wash us clean. Oh, it's so amazing. And you know, when you're in the presence of Almighty God, you know how awesome that is. Jesus was teaching the 5,000 in his iconic Sermon on the Mount, teaching them about all sorts of things, telling them wonderful words of wisdom from Matthew, the 5th chapter, all the way through to the end of chapter 7. That is our Lord Jesus Christ preaching, teaching, advising, loving. In the 7th chapter of Matthew, we're looking from verse 15. Jesus says this: beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep but are really vicious wolves. You can identify them by their fruit. That is, by the way they act. Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a tree can't produce good fruit. So every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Yes. Just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. You know, that is an awesome statement to make. And Jesus here is warning you. He's saying to you, listen, there's some bad uns around, you know. There are some people who talk in my name, who walk in my name. I haven't even got a clue who they are. He goes on by saying this, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. Wow. Wow. Verse 22 says, on judgment day, many, say many, many will say to me, many, so many lost souls, so many people who are in the ministry for their own desires, their own actions, their own financial gain. I'm not pointing fingers, that's not my job. Who am I to point a finger at someone else who is sinning? Who am I? I'm a sinner, just like you. For Paul says in Romans, the third chapter, and verse 23, all of us sin and fall short, every single one of us. Jesus is telling you today. We've been looking the last few days at the end times. And I believe what Jesus is talking about here is much more prominent in the end times than ever before in history. But there are many false prophets. And I know that as I'm saying these words, you're thinking, how on earth can I know? How on earth can I know if that guy that I'm listening to and following is the right one? That church I go to, is it the right one? Look, this is a real lesson because Jesus didn't say this for fun. He uses the analogy of a tree. And he says to you, look, a tree, if you imagine a tree and it's got good fruit on it, you know the tree's good. Why? Because you can see the fruit on the tree and you can see how wonderful and succulent that fruit is. But then if you look next door and you see another tree and you can see the fruit's all mangled and horrible, not juicy at all, but dead, horrible. Ugh. If you see that, you know the fruit isn't right. So if you see someone in the church who is a prophet, if you see a minister, if you see a worship leader, and you look at those people and you think there is really something wrong there, I can feel it, I can sense it. God's giving you that ability to discern that person for a reason. And what I believe God is saying to you, what I believe Jesus is saying to you today is walk away. Walk away. I believe there's somebody listening to this broadcast right now and you've been going to a certain church and it just doesn't feel right. You think, I don't know what it is. There's something here not right. I believe the Lord is saying to you, walk away. Walk away. He is warning you. And I believe this is about the end times. He is warning you that there will be many false prophets. As Jesus says in verse 21, he says, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Are you doing the will of your Father? Are you doing the will of your Father? That's a simple question. Oh, but David, I don't know the will of my Father. I haven't got a clue. I don't know what God wants me to do. Hang on a minute. The only way to know the will of the Father is to read His Word, to read the Bible regularly, all the time, to digest that which is written in the Scripture. That's the way to know the will of your Father. The only possible way you could know His will is that your eyes are focused on Him and not you. And oftentimes we spend all our time trying to figure out what we're going to do next because I've got this bill to pay, I've got that to pay. I didn't get into university. My immigration status hasn't been granted to me. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Whatever the situation is, you're looking at it with your eyes and you're dealing with it with your eyes. Instead of keeping your eyes upon Jesus, Jesus knows what you need. The Lord knows exactly what you need. And I believe this so strongly. I live for the blessings of today. Lord, what is it you require of me today? You see, God's not going to give you your strategy. He's not going to give you a plan for a long plan. I'm trying to explain this as best I could. He's not going to give you a strategy and say, okay, well, the next part of this strategy is going to be in 2018, and then the third part of this strategy will happen in 2019. He'll never do that. Why do I know? All you got to do is look at Scripture. Jesus doesn't know when the end will come. Only God the Father knows when the end will come. So why would He give you strategy for 2 or 3 years in front? Because we may not be here in 2 or 3 years. So why would He do that? He wouldn't. He gives you the strategy of His will for your life one day at a time. Step by step by step. But what do we do? I'll tell you what we do. We go ahead of God. We think this is His will, so we plan the strategy. We look way, way ahead into the distance. We plan the next Bible conference is going to be in 2019, and this is going to happen at that Bible conference. That's what we do. That isn't what God does. God takes us one step at a time, step by step by step. And He teaches us discernment. Jesus is saying right here, just as you can identify a tree, verse 20, by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. Say that with me. So, just as you can identify a tree, say that, by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. And now you can turn that round and say this. Yes, just as I can identify a tree by its fruit, say that. So, I can identify people by their actions. There you go. The Father is telling you very, very clearly. Jesus is explaining it to you very, very clearly. In easy parables, you know you can identify a tree by its bad fruit. Now you can identify a tree by its good fruit, and you can identify a preacher, a worship leader, a prophet, a teacher, whatever it is, you can recognize them by their good fruit. You can. How do I know? Because Jesus just told you you can. Because it's in Scripture. I don't make this stuff up, beloved. It's all there in Scripture, and when I teach you, I teach from the Scripture. I don't put full stops in, commas in, or anything else. I read the verse as it has been written. and I trust the Word of God, and I trust the statements that Almighty God makes, because He's my dad. I love Him so much. Father, thank You for Your Word today. Thank You for the clarity of what You wanted to say. And we give You the honor and the glory and a power that is due Your holy name. And we say, that was You, Lord. All glory goes to You, and no glory goes to me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.